This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. I just want to say before we start how grateful I am that you chose to hit play today and listen to this little devotional that we're going to have. Such an honor to be a part of your week, even if it's in just a small 5-minute segment. I love it, and I look forward to it. I'm grateful to the HopeCast Network. We have so many shows on the network that you may be interested in, so make sure you tune in and you follow the HopeCast Network so you can get all of the content that is dropped here. But without further ado, let's get to today's devotional. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. You see, there's a kind of faith that's comfortable, the kind that believes when the answers come quickly, when the path is clear, and when we can see exactly how things will work out. But that's not the kind of faith God grows in you and I. The faith God builds in us, it's forged in the fog. When prayers seem unanswered, how many times have we prayed and we've thought, man, God is not answering this prayer. Doors stay closed. For so long, I thought, am I going to be able to get a job? And direction disappears. I remember my wife going, are you sure this is what God's wanting you to do in your life? It's in those seasons that faith stops being a theory and becomes an anchor. God often leads us through uncertainty, not to punish us, but to purify our trust. He's not trying to hide his will. He's trying to reveal our dependence. We like control. We want to see where the shoreline is. But God wants to teach us to trust him when we can't see the shoreline. Because faith isn't about understanding how everything will turn out. It's about knowing who will be there when it does. There's a good story about Florence Chadwick. In 1952, 1 year after my dad was born, by the way, long-distance swimmer Florence Chadwick set out to cross the fog-covered waters between Catalina Island and the California coast. I've always wanted to go to Catalina. I've been to California a bunch, but I've never been to Catalina. She trained for years, but that morning, a thick fog rolled in. After over 15 hours of swimming in the cold Pacific, she could no longer see the shoreline. Exhausted and discouraged, she asked to be pulled out of the water. When she climbed into the boat, she discovered she had quit less than a mile from her goal. Later, she said, if I could have just seen the shore, I would have made it. 2 months later, she tried again and the fog returned. But this time, she finished the swim. When asked what changed, she said, I kept a picture of the shore in my mind. See, this story isn't really about swimming. It's about sight. It's about the difference between physical sight and spiritual vision. You and I can lose sight of what God is doing. Our emotions, our pain, and our circumstances cloud everything around us. But faith doesn't need clear conditions. It just needs a clear conviction. Faith says, even when I can't see the shore, I know it's there. Even when I don't feel God moving, I trust he's still faithful. When Abraham left his home, he didn't know where he was going. He just trusted the one who sent him. When Peter stepped out of the boat, the wind didn't stop first. He stepped into it. When Jesus hung onto the cross, he couldn't feel his Father's presence, yet he still said, into your hands, I commit my spirit. God never promised we'd always see the shore, but he promised he'd never leave the water. Listeners, maybe your fog looks like unanswered prayers. Maybe it's a season where the job hasn't come through, the healing hasn't happened, or the breakthrough feels so far away. You keep asking God for direction, all you get is silence. But silence doesn't mean absence, and fog doesn't mean failure. Sometimes God is teaching us to move forward, even when we don't understand, because obedience in the fog builds trust that lasts when the skies are clear. This week's challenge, I'm going to just challenge you to stop asking God to show you the whole map and start asking him to show you the next step. Pray every morning, God, I trust you more than what I can see. And when you hit moments of doubt, pause and picture the shore the promise of his goodness, the certainty of his presence, the faithfulness of his heart. Don't let the fog convince you the shore has disappeared. It's still there. God's still there. He's like, bro, I'm here. I am here. Come. I'm calling you. Because he is calling all of us to keep swimming, to keep going. Remember that. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for each listener. Thank you for keeping us with our eyes on what we need to be looking at, Lord. The shore, man, just keep swimming. We don't need to see the whole map, Lord. Thank you for always loving us. Thank you for each listener. I pray for their week this week, Lord, that it's guided, Father, with people that are really trying to not see the whole map, but just to see what the next step is. Thank you again. I ask all these things in your holy name. Amen. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.